to bring our discussion of Leisa Surachin, Vavchim, Vachri, and Nichem to a conclusion, let's have a look at Rav Shimshon Folhash, where he refers us back to the word Latur, which is clearly relevant in Parshas Lech Lecha, where they go Latur, Esa Aretz, the spies go to look at the land. And he explains that Latur can denote exploration with subjective purpose, which means it's an aspiration to get to know things to the extent they can be of use to us. So the Meraglim are going to Eretz Yisrael Latur, Tayarot, we call it tourism today. Are they going to look at the land to see, is this good for the Jewish people? He therefore explains here that the mental activity signified by Latur is to find out what's good for us or not good for us. So the Lev, or Levav, forms wishes. The Einayim, the eyes, seek the means to satisfy those wishes. And when a person's left to themselves, it's only the ego, with all of its requirements, its inclinations and demands, that forms the motives of the wishing and desiring heart. And the eye just sees the sensual relationships of the sensual world. And therefore, when you've got a heart that desires and an eye that sees, then the mind judges and distinguishes between good and bad. It will pronounce something good if the sensual qualities of it are going to give satisfaction to the heart, or bad if it doesn't offer the satisfaction or blocks the way to the satisfaction. The same is true of fulfilling the heart's wishes and avoiding things that prevent their satisfaction. The mind that seeks after the heart and after the eyes is only going to value things according to their relationship to its own sphere. And it cultivates fear and hope according to the results of its judgment. But if a person draws near or rejects fears and hopes only according to the dictates of a mind that forms its judgment on the basis of what its heart feels and its eye sees, then obviously they're not free to contemplate Hashem and His Torah. And they're not thinking about what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't influence what we draw near or reject, or what our hopes are, or what our fears are. Serving the heart and the eyes, therefore, are the opposite of serving Hashem, because it's totally subjective. And therefore the Torah says, that if a person follows just their heart and their eyes, they betray Hashem, they're unfaithful to Hashem. Conversely, if a person allows Hashem and His Torah to form the basis and starting point for their considerations, for their thoughts, for their judgments, if we regard ourselves as being Ovdei Hashem, with our desiring hearts and our seeing eyes, if we subordinate the wishes of our hearts to Hashem's wishes, and like we say in Pirkei Avos, Aseh Ritzon Chakir Ritzono, we set aside our will in deference to His, then it's totally different. Then our eyes, meaning our knowing and judging minds, are only going to value things according to their compatibility with Hashem's will. So it's a whole reframe of how we see the world. When we explore things in consideration of their value for satisfy the wishes and the wishes of our hearts, instead, we actually should investigate them in consideration for the value of satisfying Hashem's Ratzon, being purified by Hashem's Ratzon, Hashem's will and desire. And then we're totally connected to Hashem. This is huge. And therefore, the whole purpose of tzitzis, if you like, is to reframe us, refocus us, to create a whole different system for defining or determining our desires. Because ultimately, Hakol Helechacha Ratzon, Ein Lecha Dovah Imid B'fnei Ratzon. It's what we're running for. It's what we're desiring. So Leis Asura tells us to reframe that desire.